Could the All India Majlis-e-Ittihadul Muslimin, AIMIM, candidate potentially draw votes away from the MVA and inadvertently benefit the BJP Mahayuti in the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections? This is a growing concern among MVA supporters. If AIMIM decides to contest in Muslim-dominated constituencies, the chances of MVA candidates winning could diminish due to a division of Muslim votes. Key areas in Mumbai with substantial Muslim populations, such as Chandivali, Bandra East and West, Kurla, Anushakti Nagar, Malad West, Dindashi, Shivaji Nagar Minkhurd, Jogeshwari East and West, Vasova, and Andheri West, could see vote splitting if AIMIM fields candidates in these regions, as the MVA remains uncertain about whether Shiv Sena, UBT, or Congress will field a candidate for the Vasova Assembly seat. AIMIM leader Rais Lishkarya has already put up banners in the constituency, signaling that he may contest on an AIMIM ticket. This move, some say, could benefit the Mahayuti candidate. It is said that AIMIM might field 15 candidates from Muslim-dominated constituencies in Mumbai. In both Mumbai and Maharashtra, such constituencies include Baikalla, Vasova, Vivandi, Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, formerly known as Aurangabad, Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar Central, Dhule City, and Malegaon Central. Ex-MLA and national spokesperson of AIMIM, Waris Pathan, said, "We have already declared candidates for 5 assembly seats in Maharashtra, one of which is the Vasova assembly seat from Mumbai. In the coming days, decisions regarding other seats will also be taken." When asked if the AIMIM candidate would split the Muslim vote and help the Mahayuti, Pathan responded, "This is a false perception created by our opponents. Our party has always stood with all minorities. In Haryana, we didn't contest a single seat, yet Congress lost. So, it's wrong to say that our candidates will split minority votes." Sumit Gavri, a supporter of the MVA from the Vasova Assembly constituency, stated, "Vasova has a significant Muslim population in areas like Vasova, Millat Nagar, and Berambag. If an AIMIM candidate enters the race, it could split the votes between the MVA and AIMIM, ultimately benefiting the Mahayuti candidate. As a result, the BJP candidate could secure a third consecutive win in this constituency." Amay Sawant, a voter from the Vasova Assembly, said, "He is a well-known figure in the constituency, and his candidacy will benefit the Mahayuti candidate as Muslim votes will be divided between AIMIM and Congress." In the 2019 Aurangabad Lok Sabha election, AIMIM candidate Imtiaz Jalal secured 3.41 lakh votes and finished as the runner-up. Shiv Sena, UBT, candidate Chandrakant Khyar came in third with 2.93 lakh votes, and Sandeepan Rav Bhumre of Shiv Sena's Eknath Shinde faction, who secured 4.76 lakh votes, was the only Mahayuti candidate to win in Marathwada. In the 2019 Maharashtra Assembly elections, AIMIM, led by Asaduddin Owaisi, won 2 seats and M-dash, Dhule City and Malegaon Central and M-dash, out of the 44 it contested, and notably, AIMIM lost both the Baikalla and Aurangabad Central Assembly seats, where it had sitting MLAs. In Baikalla, incumbent Waris Pathan was defeated by Yamini Jadhav of Shiv Sena, and in Aurangabad Central, Pradeep Jaiswal of Shiv Sena won by defeating AIMIM candidate Nasiruddin Taqiuddin Siddioki, who was the runner-up. 2014 assembly elections. In the 2014 elections, AIMIM contested 24 assembly seats with a total vote share of 0.93%, while its vote share in the constituencies it contested was 13.16%. In both elections, AIMIM won 2 seats and M-dash, Aurangabad Central and Baikalla in 2014, and Dhule City and Malegaon Central in 2019.2019 assembly elections. In 2019, AIMIM's total vote share across 44 contested assembly seats in Maharashtra was 1.34%, while its vote share in the constituencies it contested was 9.24%. 2024 Lok Sabha elections. In 2024 LS elections, AIMIM contested seats from Aurangabad, Mumbai North Central, Pune, Osmanabad, and Vivandi. AIMIM candidate Imtiaz Jalil, who contested from the Aurangabad constituency, came in second with 3.41 lakh votes, while candidates from Mumbai North Central, Pune, Osmanabad, and Vivendi secured far fewer votes, 1,531, 860, 2,060, and 1,741, respectively. IMIM's 2019 assembly results in Mumbai, Baikala, Waris Yusuf Pathan came in second with 31,157 votes, 25.6 and #37, Malad West, Ismail Sheikh received 818 votes, 0.5 and #37, Dharavi, Manoj Sansar secured 13,099 votes, 11.2 and #37, Andheri West, Arif Moinuddin Sheikh received 7,038 votes, 5.4 and #37.